Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. One other thing to, where are we at? Chris, you know, when people die, they have these eulogies, and that's where they highlight someone's death, and they always try to, you know, build it up. You know, the guy or woman was a good person, all this stuff like that, but you don't see that at their birth. It's just usually someone, oh, hey, a cute kid like that, you know. But the important thing is what someone does throughout their entire life, that it can be remembered there. And that's the important thing about what Christ's death was. The rest of the stuff just becomes ritual stuff. And that's where we have to realize how much stuff goes awry when people get so involved in these rituals. Anyway, I guess I have another caller online here. Mark in Philadelphia. Go ahead, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Say, Keith, do you know what the most important day in a person's life is?
Yeah, the day you accept Christ, in my opinion.
I would say today.
Today?
Right now.
Yeah.
This is it. This is it. Life happens now. Today's the most important day in everybody's life.
You know, Mark, that you make a good, valid point there. I've got a friend who's from the Czech Republic there. He's coming over later tonight from Portland there, but he's always out buying like $300 worth of vitamins and crap like that on Amazon and stuff. He's always in this health kick stuff like that. And I tell him, I said, you know, you could walk out your door and get hit by a damn train or something like that. And I, you know, it's over. There's people that, like you say, live for the now, you know, like today's your day like that, you know.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't look forward or look back, but I mean, really, the present is where we're at.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's like a lot of people like to say, well, yeah, it was better in my day. Well, conditions may have been better, but of course, that's where people continually change things. And they, you know, that like with wisdom, there's more wisdom at the foot of an elderly man. And of course, I'm going to get into that here. And I have another video to play here in a little bit. But the important thing is that people don't realize the necessity of life, and I've mentioned that before here. Like, it's a weekend. A lot of Americans are out barbecuing and stuff like that. Well, in the Middle East, people that live in clay huts and tents are getting blown up because of wars based on lies and oil. And, you know, and they have no appreciation for life. It's only when it happens to them.
Right. Well, what I want to bring up, and no disrespect to yourself or any caller, any listener. I grew up in the Midwest, what many consider the Bible Belt. Some people consider the town I'm from the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. That would be Springfield, Missouri. I happen to have grown up, and I was the only person in my family that went to church. Both my families, I happen to have been adopted. Both my natural family and my adopted family, nobody went to church. I went to church on a regular basis from the time I was old enough to go to vacation Bible school in the summer until I was a freshman in high school, when I was so busy working and so busy at school, I just stopped going to church. And I went to a little country church, which I found out just a few years ago that it had been formed in 1865. Now imagine that, mm-hmm. 1865. And it was a non-denominational church, but it tended to be like Baptist. So the thing is, when I was going to church, I wasn't trying to be a scholar on the Bible. I mean, I wanted to understand the life of Jesus and what examples he gave. But I found an awful lot of... Huh?
I was going to say, Mark, that's opposite to most people, because they go to church to learn their Bible and how to apply it to someone else and not themselves.
Yeah. So, I remember when I was young, it's like, you know, they would have a different church. Oh no, you don't want to go there. I'm like, why not? Well, they believe in this and this, and I go, okay, well, all right. So, and then another church, a different church, different congregation, Church of Christ, or the Pentecostals, or whatever. I'm like, I mean, it was clear to me. I said, well, why is there all these differences? And it's like, this church says they're going to heaven, but the rest maybe not.
Yeah, I think there's 20,000 different versions of the Christian sect. And you have those that they tell their people in their parish they need a new jet. Well, I mean, for God's sakes, you know. But the important thing was is to draw people towards a belief in Christ Jesus, because it was only through Christ Jesus that one is saved. It isn't through an organization. It isn't through some certain church and stuff like that, you know. Right. And religion is a way of life. You know, religion is a way of life. It's only mentioned twice in the Bible, and both times it said they were seeking the true religion of God, i.e., the way of life.
Yeah, so the thing is that they would all lead you to believe that you have to go through them to get the.
Right. Yeah, that's
one
reason.
You're like the spokesperson for God.
Yeah, I was a Jehovah's Witness for quite a few years, and I could read you a thing here from clear back in the 1930s, where it says in your baptism, it says this by no means means that you're getting baptized into an earthly organization. And they've changed that in 85 to where the baptism in Christ meant that you were getting baptized through the organization.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, and I guess the thing is that, you see, I wasn't there. And neither were you, neither were the other people. So we're left with following what we read, and I understand that some of the Bible was left out, some, you know, Enoch
right.
or whatever. Yeah. I've heard.
We're ear witnesses, not eyewitnesses.
Right. So, and knowing the fallibility of man, and knowing that some might try to mislead, I kind of hold that and suspect. So, and I've also heard that. Long ago, when Constantine was around, that he actually created these different religious sects.
To control people.
Yeah, he used them as political. He turned them into political factions to divide and conquer. It was a divide and conquer strategy.
Yeah, Mark, and that's why today there, you know, with the reduction of religion, they are now replacing it with science. That's why you're supposed to believe it at word, that, you know, global warming, all this stuff like that. And that's how they're controlling people now, is through science instead of through God.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying here is that they're losing their minds. They don't even have they're disconnected from their souls. I got to tell you, man, when I watched a video of these people in the audience with this Hagee guy down in San Antonio. And they're like cheerleaders cheering for Armageddon. They're cheering for World War III, for a nuclear holocaust, where the whole planet will glow in the dark and there won't be a living soul left.
Yeah.
I mean, if that isn't insanity, if that isn't being misled, I mean, generally, Christ is about life to me. Okay? It's about the good things, okay? And by the way, I never bought into the idea that men are evil and we got to go around feeling guilty because
we're just guilty.
And see, all of that wires us into the idea of
that you need to go to a church to get repentance and all this stuff like that. You have to see the Father and give your 12 Hail Marys and all this stuff. You know, Man right. cannot forgive and sins.
Right. And then promoting war of any kind mm-hmm. is a blasphemy to life. I mean, and to God. How could anybody put their head...
Yeah, Mark, I brought this out here. I did a research on this, on how the military selects pastors. And when you read, if you look into it, you realize how the military does this. They have to find someone who's a player, because you're working again with non-denominational people that they may be Jewish or Christian, whatever like that, you know. And they come out of a world, and they have to sit there and say to themselves that my fighting and killing for my country is some way a hand of God to justify it.
Yeah. Well, here's something else. Okay. And I grew up in the Midwest, and what I saw, and I grew up in it was like a lot of big fish in little ponds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what I noticed about when tragedy struck in my family, very few, if any, were there to be of support at all, because they couldn't handle suicide. They actually ran and hide. And my family was pretty prominent, and it was just we were in a public a restaurant business over a period of 20 years, four different restaurants. So we served the public, and a lot of people. We served the population of Springfield many times over. Okay, and many people were regular customers, and the first three restaurants we had were the 24/7 operations, never closed. So anyway, so the thing is, what I noticed is. And this has to do with, I happen to be Caucasian, white person. Okay, I'm a German, half German, basically. Okay, so what I noticed is when it comes to white folks, my own culture, I found this. Now maybe your experience has been different. I find that they would rather compete than to cooperate. And on the subject of the Bible, they will compete over that. They will have arguments over stuff that is really, they can't prove it. But they will argue over that instead of cooperating with their fellow man, with their neighbor. Meanwhile, we have foreigners coming over here, and they work stuff out.
Right.
Vietnamese work stuff out. Mexicans work stuff out. Pakistanis work stuff out. They work with each other. They set aside their differences. They don't get into minutia and argue over stuff that they can't prove. They work it out. They support each other, and they better their families individually and collectively, and they work it out. Now, what is wrong with white folks that can't do that? They'd rather compete.
Because
it just blows my mind. It's an ego trip, right. Keith. It's an ego trip, and that's a blaspheme to God. If you want to ask me, I mean, where's the spirit of cooperation? Where's the spirit of support, mutual support, and compassion and love?
Well,
and
that's what. Yeah, that's what I was trying to highlight, Mark. The fact there is when you start taking Bibles out of the school, then you start having the issue there. The parents today, usually both are working. The children are left unattended with these Xboxes and all these other gaming stuff like that. The morality drops, and that's why people, they start asserting themselves. Just like you see these wild idiots on the far left like that. They're out there banging heads on doors and stuff, screaming, and because they're not getting their way. And there's no way to talk to people like that because they have no morality to them. Anyway, my lines are loading up here, so I'll let you go,
Keith. I just thank you for considering these questions. Nothing personal to anyone. It's just think about things.
Yeah, I believe that like the two greater commands. If you put love in front of everything else, then there is none of that selfishness and stuff that you apply it to others just as you would yourself.
Yeah.
So okay, stop judging, as Matthew says. All right, you take care, Fred in Michigan. Go ahead, Fred. How are you doing this evening?
Hey, brother Keith, how you doing tonight, man?
Not too shabby up here in the res.
All right.
We had a murder in town yesterday, Morgan.
Hey, are you slipping and sliding away with the white stuff yet?
No, not yet. Here, the mountains are all getting pretty toasted here, though.
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned. I want to thank you for playing William Cooper's. That guy was brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
And well, remember, though, he worked in intelligence for years, you know.
That's right, naval intelligence, right?
And he went through all branches except for, what was it, the Army or Marines?
Okay.
20-some-odd years in that, and, of course, he was compartmentalized and stuff. And like I say, the stuff he saw across his desk like that, he's not allowed to talk to except the stuff that he cannot remain silent on.
And he conclusively proved, he did a special presentation, JFK Jr.'s murder in the sky. There's no doubt about that. He got the firsthand news reports on that evening, et cetera. And it's astonishing, man.
Well, what's astonishing about it, Fred, is to know that a deep-stated government, like the days of Oliver North, is the shadow government, Rex 84 and everything, that you have you have those within your country that are willing, like Obama, to drone American citizens regardless. This is your government.
I know. Well, hey, speaking of that, one cannot conjure how another fellow member of mankind, you know, we all bleed red. We all came out of a womb, amniotic fluid, et cetera, right? Okay. How can some be so satanically evil? Okay. And tomorrow is a commemoration of an entity, Salvador Fernandez Zarco, Zarco. So all I can say to the audience is, happy Zarco Day. Look it up on your favorite search engine. Happy Zarco, Zarco Day. And ask yourself, should I be commemorating, celebrating Christopher Kris Kringle Kike Columbus and his exploits in the Caribbean? Because conquistadors, in South America. Here's what they did, Keith. I saw it and heard it on the History Channel and Cosmos with Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan was great in being a very neutral presenter. Okay, so just as they did to a woman astronomer in Alexandria, Egypt, who proved that the Earth was not the center of the galaxy, it was the sun, all the planets.
That's right.
Okay, well, what was the edict from the Popemon of that era? The bishops went out and they filleted her to death with abalone shell. The conquistadors in South America, when they invaded the Incas, etc., they were directed by the Popemon to tell them, either you convert to Roman Catholicism, and they did this, of course, in the English tongue. And the Pope said, if they fail to acknowledge your command, you slice them to pieces.
Yeah, Fred, Fred, that's no different, though, like with Christmas and stuff. We have so-called, as you mentioned, Saint Nick, excuse me, Santa Claus, where you're taught that from infancy, all about Santa Claus giving a present and stuff. Then as you get older, you realize it's a corporate holiday. The same thing with the tooth fairy and stuff. These are these make-believe things. And as you get older, you realize these have been inserted to me, it's like the Catholics who used to give chocolate to the Indian kids. And here locally here, we have a big, what I call the goat shed, but they couldn't get any of the Indians to go up there to attend the Catholic Church up there until they put big murals of the elder Indians up there and made them into saints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Roman Catholic subterfuge really is Talmudic in its essence. Talmudic, Kabbalistic. It boggles my mind to know that the previous pope, Ratzinger, he doled out $5 billion, B as in boy, in the pedophilia legal action.
I know. All the churches are doing it. Anyway, I got to cut you loose here, Freddie. I got another caller online here, too. But, hey, thanks for calling in, though, okay?
Okay.
All right, my best to you there, okay? We'll be right back there with Ken in New York there, so hang on there. 1-800-313-9443, and I'll get to the other news stories here. Song.
talk is all you get. And you wanna
hear. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers. Got another caller online here, but before I you can put Ken on there, but I want to say one thing here. You know the old saying about there's no atheist in a foxhole, and this has always got me. When you look at actual live video from all these different wars, and whether it's archived footage or whatever like that, it doesn't matter whether you're an American, an Englishman, an Arab, a German, or Russian. You know, when you watch these young boys sitting there with their hand clasped over their stomach there with a gut shot wound there, they're all screaming for their mama. This is life in its reality. And they've tried to desensitize us to war and everything like that, to where you'll get someone that has never killed anyone like that, put in that position where they go out and do that, and then they have to live with that fact for the rest of their life that they took someone's life. And it's like, what gives anyone the right to take someone else's, you know? And then it's like, what are these politicians for? As I mentioned last week, there's a bat phone at all these locations, whether it's in North Korea or anything, you know, but it's all send in the troops. And, of course, as long as it's someone else's kid, they don't care. Anyway, good evening, Ken. I hope you're doing good over there in New York. Kind of late for you, ain't it?
No, not at all. Thank you for taking my call. You know, what I would say is that like in the little I know about pro se litigation, and there'll be a point to this, is that you never win on the merits, you win on the politics. So if the ADL says that my belief or my being a Christian is somehow an affront to Satanism, well, I should go right to a couple corporations like Target and Walmart and say, you know, I wanted to thank the ADL for making me realize that I'm an affront to Satanism, and I won't be celebrating by buying presents at your store this year. After all, if it's a, you know, it's a mercantile holiday, then
I have the same kind of line of thought there, Ken, except one thing. It's like, this is how people are. They'll go all year long, and finally during some holiday, they'll finally contact their family, whether it's Thanksgiving or something like that, and, hey, let's get together. In the meantime, they don't want nothing to do with you, anything like that. I mean, this isn't what the love is, you know?
Yeah. No, but I understand that, but this is particularly targeted toward the corporation, because right. I'm sure these corporations support the ADL.
Of course.
By doing that, you're sending them a message that, gee, thanks a lot, ADL. You really screwed us over this time. And
well, you know, it's not just the ADL, though. There's other lobbyists in there that, seriously, Ken, it's like watching these fake Christian ministers on TV where they go up and slap someone's forehead, and then you find out that they were listening in the parking lot through some monitoring system of the wife of the one pastor sitting there saying, and this is because they'd filled out prayer cards. This is an exploitation of someone's religious beliefs, and there's so many suckers out there. It's pathetic, you know.
Right, but I want to make a direct connection between the companies that donate to these organizations like the ADL and what they're doing.
Go ahead.
So, by the way, just as a throwaway before I go, if you've ever seen a picture of Abe Foxman, put him next to a picture of Lyndon Baines Johnson. And I thought it was kind of funny at first, but then I heard something from David Duke the other day who said that most of these people are no more than four cousins apart anywhere in the world. And if that's true, I you know, I'm just flabbergasted by it.
Well, because, Obama's my fifth cousin, you know.
I don't even want to ask how that happened.
Well, it's Sue Ann Dunham there, but I've got our family history clear back to the 1400s over in England and stuff. But, you know, again, the Bible says to stop following these worthless genealogies and stuff. It's just endless strife like that. Just worry about who you are and what you're doing in life. And that's, as I mentioned before, instead of trying to apply a Bible to someone else, like, you know, I went to church today and this scripture would fit you. Just, you know, no, apply it to yourself first, you know.
Well, I would just say I would tell them that the ADL says that my religion or my belief in Christianity is an affront to your Satanism. Well,
yeah, there you go.
Know,
yeah.
Maybe you're absolutely right. You know,
if you go to archive.org under William Cooper there, I think there's three or four different series on how he takes apart the ADL with all the references and all that, of how they backed the KKK up. And that's like someone asked me, you know, how do you know so much stuff? Well, I sit around and I listen to archives from 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago like that. And you see the developing trends, you know.
I do to a lesser extent, but I tell you, I've never been awakened more to what's going on from listening to RBN. There are a couple other ones, but I can't. You know, from at least the last several years, I can't even listen to Mark Levin anymore.
Yeah. Well, I got an email the other day that said Michael Herzog was calling it quits here because he was talking about the Holocaust there, and I guess he got lambasted there, and just was, you know, people just get, you know, and this is the same thing. No one wants to talk facts anymore. It's just like you insult them. It's like, well, what, how did I, you know, this is what gets me about social media. I got a break coming up here, but social media is bad because in the older times, we used to sit there and have coffee with people. And if you said something, you know, their brow would raise up or something like that. You'd say, oh, did I say something? Well, yeah, you know, and you could sit there and talk it out. Nowadays, you send it to people in their own house from a bedroom to a living room are sending text messages back and forth to each other. This is how stupid this country's gotten.
Not in
no
my
communication.
House.
Yeah. But
thank you.
All right, Ken. My best to you there. Okay. And I'll see if my time is
my
here.
My time is it.
I keep getting echo back. Anyway, I want to follow up on that story over in Britain. No, I guess I can't here. So here comes my break. So I will follow up on the story over in Britain there, because I hate health care the way it is. And anyone out there that knows me should know what I've been complaining about here for the last year and a half or so. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Double talk is all you get. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on.
Welcome back, everyone. On Frequency with Keith Rogers here. Now, to finish up this story that I've been trying to get onto here, not that I'm upset or anything like that. Just callers are nice to talk to like that. But health care is getting worse no matter where you look. In Britain over there, it gets no better. A mother of two reportedly is suing the English hospital after doctors didn't realize she was suffering from a life-threatening condition, resulting in multiple limb amputations, which is now she is calling a fight for life. She's 31 years old. She had both of her legs amputated after contracting the sepsis and the body's extreme responses to an infection. It goes on that she also had her right arm and the fingers on her left hand removed, which the hospitals reportedly admit that which could have been avoided. It reminds me here locally, the last time I was at the doctor's there, just as the doctor was coming in to see me, he got called to a phone and he left the door open after he told me, "Hey, I'll be right back, Keith," you know. And so I hear him talking to another doctor about another patient who lives up north here about 25 miles who has three kids, and she had gone in there reporting pain, and they gave her a clean bill of health, and turned out she had third stage cancer. Of course, right as I left like that, he handed me a thing on checking myself for testicle cancer and stuff like that after they've told me I don't have that, you know. But this is how health care works anymore. Also, the same woman had to have a kidney transplant too, so you can imagine how someone feels like that, but they don't care. Just as much as the startup founder to this Stanford medical graduate, this is one of those ones you got to listen to. This Jesse Karamazin, that blood is the next government-approved drug. Yes, they're going to start transfusing the blood of youth into the older people because it's supposed to be... I mean, if that doesn't sound satanic, I don't know what it does. But anyway... we were talking about Michael Herzog here a minute ago here. The American Awakening will continue starting Saturday, October 13th. And this is, again, with Michael Herzog. His show will air every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Time. And you can reach his website at theamericanawakening.org for any future reference on that. So I hope I covered that enough there. But and... what's important now is to realize, like I say, as I was mentioning earlier about all this alleged Russian hacking into Olympics, into the OPCW's files. And I mean, the demonization keeps going. So I don't know if the listeners are really paying attention to all the buildup of how many countries right now are increasing their domestic purchases of arms lately. And, of course, this would include the U.S. sanctioning those same countries that are no longer buying U.S. arms but buying Russian arms, because like the S-300 or S-400, like over in India, they're actually better weapons. And, of course, the Pentagon's own scares that they can't even touch these missiles from China and Russia, these supersonic missiles. And that one that I forget how many feet long, it's like 70 feet long, it's like a mini sub, which could cause a tsunami off a coastal area. Anyway, it's a 100 megaton bomb that's underwater, launched from a sub. But, you know, the world is walking itself into a war, and it's all to rescue these stupid bankers that have enslaved this country for years. A massive debt, and of course, all these arms deals comes with these strings. And like Duterte down there in the Philippines, he says the reason he bought Russian arms because they came with no strings, like GMO seeds and stuff. But there is so much tension in the world right now. They've even moved that midnight clock even closer now. But this goes to show you exactly what's going on. But again, you're inundated with TV commercials, TV shows, all this crap going on like that. And it's like people just don't realize what's actually going on. As a store this morning, I was talking to two kids there. They were one of the kids I kind of like. He reminds me of my friend when I was growing up there. But anyway, they were stacking this bottled water there. And we got talking about how water is being basically outlawed everywhere. You know, can't collect rain. Nestle's is drilling. Coke is drilling. Drying up town after town like that. But, you know, you can sure buy a bottle of water. But then I told the kids, I says, that doesn't matter because pretty soon you'll be on the war front anyway. I can't say what they said back to me, but they did. The one kid did say, he says, I'm not fighting those Zionist wars. So I've talked to him over time like that. So apparently he's been doing some reading there. But you can imagine, though, that the Census Bureau in 2016 estimated that there's 7.3 billion people on Earth, almost 7.5 billion. And it's gone up now since then. Of course, it reminds me of Star Trek, where you heard Ambassador Spock talking about the quote where it says the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And it reminded me of Wolf Blitzer talking about the arms jobs when he was talking to Rand Paul about the massive slaughter over there in Yemen. And so do the needs of all those people, I forget how many it was, I looked it up earlier there, but that work in the arms industry, does it really matter that much about their piss-ass jobs compared to the other nearly 8 billion people on Earth? No, it doesn't. Plus, the amount of money they spend on arms. Do you realize how much starvation, homelessness, whatever, could all be solved if they just stopped spending on arms for 1 year? Just 1 year, how much could be done? Of course, they don't want that. In other news, this goes to show you how hate crimes thought crimes are working nowadays. Over in Germany, one of the teen rapists, I say one of the teen rapists has been released. Outrage as convicted German rape gang walks free from court despite leaving the victim 14 for dead. As the judge says, the attacker appeared to feel sorry. Now compare that with Ursula Haverbeck there, an 88-year-old Holocaust denier who was given 6 months in prison. You know, this goes to show you, thought crimes nowadays, no matter what you think like that, can be levied against you there. But boy, I tell you, if you want to go out and rape someone, knife them or like that, it's, oh. And just like in Germany, you're not even allowed to mention who the attacker was, whatever they were, Muslim or immigrant. You can't even mention that. I have so much stuff here. I'm only on page 7. Anyway, another article here about the U.S. and these new gas LPG lines, which is no different where how they're demonizing Russia with their Nord Stream 2 pipeline. But, of course, the gas must flow. Both Europe and China want more Russian shipments to fuel the consumption there. And, of course, Farmer's Almanac, as I mentioned here before, says that winter is going to be colder this year. And, of course, it reminds me of that evil Chavez down there in Venezuela there where his gas station, Citgo, they used to give free heating oil to needy Americans there. But, of course, U.S. corporations don't like that. Always got to pay someone else. Anyway, I have a video here. It's about 5 minutes long here. So, Kenneth, this here video deals with Brexit. This is a young kid over there in Britain. He makes some valid points here. He needs to be corrected in some areas here, but he doesn't realize the amount of money that the EU demands on Britain, as well as if you've seen Brexit, the movie on YouTube there, the fishermen are losing all their rights in Britain itself, as well as being slaves to the European Union, of which those people over there are non-elected. They're appointed. So anyway, you want to go ahead and roll that video there, Kenneth?
During the campaign, even Nick Clegg promised that he would just move on, whatever the outcome. But, like a typical politician, he broke his promise. Since then, he's not only published a book entitled How to Stop Brexit, but has also dedicated every second of his rapidly diminishing media profile to reversing the results. Now, so arrogant were these people that they never assumed that we plebs would ever go against what our elites told us not to do and leave their precious little protectionist bloc. We cannot go it alone, they said. We're too small, they cried. We've been too reduced, they whined. They even have the audacity to tell us that we didn't know what we voted for, or that Leave voters were too stupid to understand what was at stake. Well, friends, if you'll pardon the French, I say that is bollocks. Clegg has even gone so far as to call for a second vote in which young people's votes should count twice. This was a referendum in which 1 in 4 young people voted to leave. But this is a statistic all too often drowned out by hysteria from those who cry about the fact that people like my generation have had their futures stolen. But it isn't just young Leave voters who these out-of-touch elites need to listen to. We have to listen to older voters too, like my granddad, for example. After serving for 1.5 years in the Korean War, alongside Americans, Australians and Gurkhas against the tyranny of communism, he spent 28 grueling years down the pit. For his whole life he suffered severe arthritis and respiratory problems because of it all to provide for his 5 wonderful kids. Now Grandad voted leave, very bloody wise man, and nothing angers me more than the idea that my self-obsessed, self-pitying, an entitled generation should have more of a say in our future than people like my granddad. It was his hard work that ensured an easier lot for this generation, and whose sacrifice abroad freed millions from a tyrannical regime. Now, my granddad sadly passed away just 2 months ago. But before he passed away, and remember he's a minor and a trade unionist, voted Labour all his life, tribally. He voted Conservative in 2017. He pulled us to one side and he said, Darren, I've got something to tell you. And I thought, bloody hell, what's this going to be? And he said, I'm going to back her. I said, who's her granddad? I'm going to vote for her. Granddad, you're going to have to elaborate. I don't know who you're talking about. I'm going to vote for Theresa. And I nearly fell down backwards. But that's exactly why this Conservative government must accept that their electoral success depends on the votes of people like my granddad. This Conservative government must implement the result of the referendum. And this Conservative government must listen to the 17.4 million people who voted to leave and take back control of our borders, our money and our laws. That's why it's time for all of us, at this critical moment in the history of this great nation, to believe in ourselves, to believe in each other, and to believe in our democracy.
That's good.
People around the world believe.
Yeah, the point about Brexit over there is what he's just talking about. When you have someone that goes out and they fight against alleged communism, remember that was a lie down there in Vietnam there, but fighting fascism and tyranny, you have the EU, which is a non-government entity. They're all appointed there. And with that EU comes this massive swell of banking there. And what's happening to those people? They're all being forced into massive austerity. And, of course, Britain can do better than that for itself. And like I mentioned, the Brexit, the movie there, this is where you watch these farmers from Ireland and stuff going down there. And Britons can't fish in their own water. They're having their nets, 10-mile-long nets and stuff, ran over. You know, they cost thousands of dollars, and they sink to the bottom there because they're holders and stuff, you know. But this is how violent it is. And, of course, this massive austerity is where they keep bailing out banks and stuff. Well, you hear it all the time about Deutsche Bank and all these other banks that are failing over there. And, of course, none of these bankers are in jail. They've been manipulating the stock markets, manipulating the metals markets. And this is what these kids today are going to inherit. And as he started out, though, he said elite, and that was the important thing about the video here. It doesn't apply to all people because, as you say, when you look at the stock market stuff, how many people out here are actually in the stock market? Very, very few. It's only these big corporations, and that's what they want. They're building this new world order thing into where they're exactly going to start owning everything. This eminent domain type stuff where they can seize your property, like I mentioned last week on that Foxconn site over there in Wisconsin. They can take farmers' land, everything like that, to put a $10 billion plan in, what's from Taiwan, to make flat-screen TVs and everything like that. And it's like you're talking about places that farms have been in someone's family for generations. And, of course, they can't find the compensation for it. And, of course, then they're building these green zones in these same cities to where you have to have permits to even visit the local forest and stuff in your area. Everything is by subscription anymore, just like Windows 10 and all these things. Even a program you buy for your computer nowadays, it lasts 1 year, and then you have to renew the subscription. You know, it won't work all the time. It's just, I mean, it's everything is like I said, the water earlier when I was talking to the kids up there at the store, you know. Yeah, you can't do it yourself, but boy, I tell you, they'll sure sell you a product there. And of course, this is the same government over there, which is Tony Blair, you know, with the number 10 Downing Street, the lies of all of Iraq and stuff. These guys should all be in jail. And that's why Jeremy Corbyn over there is being fought so much and being called anti-Semitic and stuff, because he supports the people. This is what's important. So whenever people get out there and they try to represent the people, you get this sudden surge that the guy's either anti-Semitic. I mean, either Father Coughlin brought that up back in the 1930s or in the late 38 or so. Once he brought up banking and corporations, he was labeled as anti-Semitic. And he didn't say a thing about Jews or any of that stuff. But this is how they shut people down. Anyway. But the kid at least gets what was going on there, you know. More photos have emerged there of American helicopters airlifting foreign and wounded members of this ISIS, Daesh, near El Shafa over there near the Iraqi border. Like I say, these are just pro-insertion paramilitary groups. And like over in Afghanistan, the U.S. talks about maybe if they pulled out like that, but they'd leave all their Blackwater groups and stuff there. Why? What is in Afghanistan? I proposed a question on Twitter the other day. Here we got 17 years later like that, and they still can't round up all those men that was living in those caves, even after they dropped that big mother-of-all bombs on that one cave. And, of course, remember, that was brought out that the United States, through the CIA, had built those caves for bin Laden and his Afghan warriors. The same lies over and over. And then when you think of the dead bodies that come back home, you know, like Dale is talking to on Twitter there, all you get is a folded flag, and then realize later on that your son died for a lie. And this has got to stop, you know. Anyway, we're right back here, and then I have one more break here. So anyway, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get. And you want to...
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and louder than go.
Welcome back, everyone, to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here. I got a couple stories here. You know, again, I've been highlighting about how they keep ramping up all the stuff with it's either Russia or it's China. Even ABC News on the radio here earlier was talking about how Russia was hacking into the electrical grid. Mike Rivero has highlighted, he read a report there that actually said that no U.S. power plants are on any of the so-called networks to where anyone can get into them. They're all closed networks. So, and they did that because of things like Stuxnet, the virus that they used on Iran, so that people couldn't hack into our power grids. But anyway, and I hate to use our in there. But anyway, Open Secret says who actually has been infiltrated into U.S. Politics more. And, of course, it's Israel, you know. And, of course, a story here comes out of a Freedom House where it says overall the U.S. freedom rating dropped from 89 to 86 because of its political rights dropped from 36 to 33. According to the annual Freedom House report, the land of the free, only the 58th freest country in the world, making it a joke to even pretend that we are free. That's what the article says. And if you can't realize that yourself now, there's issues there. And, of course, it goes on to say that the report stated that the current administration's defiance of ethical standards, as well as Robert Mueller's Russian election meddling stuff. And this doesn't just go there. It goes with the UN, the U.S. pulling out of the Human Rights Watch, or the Human Rights Organization. The U.S. now saying that they'll arrest anyone in the international criminal courts. I mean, does this sound like a democracy to you? There is something terribly wrong. This European commissioner, as we were talking about Brexit here a minute ago, though, but this Perry Moscovici, I believe they call her Moscovici, has lashed out at the Italian government in an escalating war of words between Brussels and Rome. This is, again, like I say, the entire EU is tearing itself apart because of debt and everything. And that's why they want all this, like in this article here is all about budget proposals. And a lot of this is to stave off different austerity measures and stuff imposed by these banks to keep these bankers going, which the taxpayers all have to pay for. And yeah, you might be paying 42% out of your income to get free health care and all like that, but it's not doing anything for the people because they have crappy jobs. Anyway. And of course, this is the anti-establishment populist regime led by the Five Star Movement over there. And of course, it's anti-establishment. That's why they're having such a fight here. Like, say, anything that knocks this New World Order agenda, like people are fighting back, those elites are fighting back anyway. And of course, many in NATO are following that same path here. Another story here I thought was kind of interesting here. Last year in Oakland here, you don't see these things broadcast on the news all the time, but a New Jersey branch of the Boy Scouts has agreed to pay $18,000 to a transgendered boy who was actually a girl that was 9 years old. I hope they buy her some boy's clothes. But this is how pathetic things are getting in this country anymore, that people are just losing everything. And again, it's this moral bankruptcy that not only does a lot of our officials have, but the people in this country, because they are just bypassing moral standards. Anyway, that's the end of the show. Thanks for tuning in. Blacklisted News Radio is up next with Doug there. Thanks, Kenneth, in the control room, those in the chat room, and also those listeners out here. And we'll catch you next week. Take care and be kind to your dogs.
Turn it up the loudest it'll go.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.